So, dear brothers and sisters, it's great to be here and to be celebrating this Mass with you today on this third Sunday of Lent. Yesterday I had a very nice meal with my family. We're celebrating my sister's birthday. I won't say which one. She's still young, even though she's older than me, making me even younger. But her nieces and nephews were there as well. And so one of her nephews had one of these watches that measure how many steps you take. It's a normal watch, but it's got a pedometer in it as well. So I said, what's your target every day? How many steps are you aiming for? And he said, about 15,000. And I said, how often do you hit that? And he said, 4 or 5 times a week. And then he asked me, which he shouldn't have. It was very imprudent of him to ask me, what's your target? I said, well, less than 15,000 anyway, yeah, less than. How much less, says he to me, cheeky. I says, well, do you know, 7,000-ish? All right. And he said, how often do you hit it? Every time I go to IKEA, I suppose. I don't know, once every 2 weeks maybe, I don't know, not very often. I'm not getting enough exercise. But it got me thinking about the importance of goals, having goals, setting yourself goals, also in the spiritual life. And that's what Lent is about to a degree. You know, when we're prayer, fasting and almsgiving, the season of prayer, fasting and almsgiving, we've got goals that we've set ourselves, which are good things to do. You know, so I'm going to pray more, I'm going to get up earlier, I'm going to eat less, I'm going to eat less chocolate, I'm not going to eat between meals, not going to watch TV, not going to use the internet as much. Whatever it is, these are goals, and they're really healthy and necessary things. I mean, in every other walk of life, we'll always set ourselves goals. In the business world, my goodness, if you don't have a quarterly target, what do you act like? I mean, if you don't know what are we aiming for here? If we don't know where we're supposed to, if we've no goals and we don't know where we are relative to that goal. I mean, are we doing well? Are we doing badly? No idea. So it's really important to have goals. Traditionally in Ireland, we weren't great at goals, really. I think we set ourselves the bar of, I go to Mass on a Sunday. There you are. Goal achieved. And that's kind of it. Anything else, if you prayed the rosary during the week, wonderful, but it wasn't necessary. I remember even when I was young, Sunday devotions. Do you remember Sunday devotions? Anyone of maybe slightly more seasoned vintage than myself? Do you remember Sunday devotions? You know, in certain parishes? No? We'd have on a Sunday evening, they'd have an adoration or something like that. We used to have them in Thurles. And they'd actually be fairly well attended. Incredible. That's not even that long ago. Kind of. It's 30 years ago, actually. But yeah, so the point was, our goals were quite low. You know, if you went to Mass, that was kind of it. Now, that had very negative consequences, because we must live our faith, the faith that we practice on a Sunday morning in chapel, that we must live that faith out there. Otherwise, the faith becomes really hollow. And eventually, it'll be seen to be maybe even hypocritical. If we don't live the faith that we express in here, out there, then what kind of a faith do we have? What are the works to show what our faith is, as St. James would ask? So setting ourselves goals in the spiritual life is really, really important. And they don't have to be huge. In fact, I would recommend that they not be huge, because you only let yourself down. But I think it's really helpful. It's really helpful to say, Lord, out of love for you, and that's a great way to start it, out of love for you, I want to get up 5 minutes earlier. Or get up when the first alarm goes off. The first one. Not the 15th. Get up 5 minutes earlier and I'll pray a decade of the rosary for my family, for my future, for whoever it is. That's a goal. And then after seven days, after a week, how did that go? Or I'm going to charge my phone in a different room, or not in my bedroom. Okay, after a week, how did that go on average? It's good to have goals and then keep ourselves accountable. How am I getting on in this? All out of love for the Lord. Because, Lord, I want to get better. I don't just want to just kind of drift through this spiritual journey or this journey with you. This is important. We have to get this right. There are eternal consequences to getting this right or wrong. So I want to get this right. What's my goal? So in this Lent, what is my goal? Hopefully the resolutions that you set yourself, the decisions you made at the beginning of Lent, you've probably fallen off the horse on a couple of them, if not all of them, by now. Good, get back on. Get back on. And let's try and aim to hit those goals. Oh, a lot of love for the Lord. Not just to, as we said at the beginning of Lent, like it's not about just losing weight or about getting fitter. Those things are probably important. Whatever. Not really. But as regards our spiritual lives, to have self-control. Self-control, making room for the Lord in here. That is important. That is important. So to have these goals and to aim towards them. And what really struck me, I guess, our readings, our gospel today, well, our reading, first reading is about is the Ten Commandments, and our gospel then is the Lord purifying the temple. But what really struck me today reading this gospel was just this last line. Jesus never needed evidence about any man. He could tell what a man had in him. He could tell what a person had in them. Jesus sees your heart. Jesus sees what's going on in here. And that can actually be much better than things appear, or it can actually be far, far worse than things appear. You know, we can manage our appearance to a degree. And sometimes people have an appearance that mightn't even look that good. You know, you can have a resting sad face, right? So people always think that you're sad or you're annoyed. And you might not be. When I listen to someone, that's how I listen. When I'm at lectures or college, like that's how I listen. The teachers must have thought I was livid with them. I frown. When I'm concentrating, I frown like. Do you know? But I'm perfectly happy. It's okay. I'm not sleep deprived or coffee deprived or anything. I'm just listening. But Jesus knew what a man had in his heart. He knew what was going on in here. So you can also look really holy. You can, like, you know, priests and religious, you've got your veil on, your collar on. You can look holy. It's not that hard, really. You know, just make sure your rosary beads are slightly visible as you're walking past. You know, you can do it, like, it's not super complicated. But the Lord knows what's in your heart. And if that's being done to look good, if we're going to prayer events, or if we like looking like the holy religious or the holy family or the holy community or the holy whatever it is, if that's what we're looking for, if I'm looking to be approved, the Lord knows what you have in your heart. So maybe things are worse than they look. Maybe things are actually much better than they look. Maybe people know that you struggled with alcohol for years and you have that reputation, but you're dry for the last 10 years, haven't touched a drop. That's miraculous and heroic and virtuous. But no one knows. Most people don't care. But that's heroic. That's serious self-control. The Lord knows your heart. The Lord knows what's going on in here. So it's not what other people think that matters. I mean, it never was. But like, I think it's important in this Lent as well, like the goals that we're setting ourselves. It's not about what others think or see or whatever. I want to get closer to the Lord. What needs pruning? What needs to be pulled back that the Lord can have more room, more time, more space in my heart? Do I need to give more time in prayer? Do I need to cut out more distractions? Do I need to cut out maybe unhealthy friendships or relationships that pull me away from God? Are there certain hobbies or habits that always consistently pull me away, like friends of mine with whom I always go drinking and always end up making mistakes? Are there things that just need to be just cut off? What are the goals that I have? What goals is the Lord asking you to set? And then if and when we fall short of them, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get up and try again. Get up and try again. With God's grace. And if we can set ourselves manageable goals and achieve them, then we're making progress in the spiritual life. We're making progress towards the Lord. And if we manage to do some of that or part of that during Lent, then this Lent will be very fruitful. So we ask the Lord today, the Lord who knows our hearts, to help us to set achievable goals to help us to stick to them, to help us to try again when we have fallen short. That at the end of this Lent, we will know him better than at the beginning of Lent. Amen.